Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our High Rock. Psalm 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Every time I am reminded of a high rock, I think of a rock that was near my boyhood home along the Columbia River. It was called, or is called, Beacon Rock. It is approximately 850 feet high. Virtually every time you see a scene of the Columbia River Gorge, you will see the site of Beacon Rock. I think of something that is lasting. Something has permanence. But that is nothing compared to the permanence of God. Even Beacon Rock can be shattered into small pebbles at the command of the Lord. It is nothing that we can rely upon eternally. It, as everything on this earth, will one day pass away. Only the Word of God and the power of God and the certainty of God will last forever and ever. He is our high rock. He is the one that we can depend upon. Governments will fail. People will fail. God will never fail. What are you relying upon in your life? What is there in your own existence that will last for eternity? My heart breaks when I realize that there are people that prolong a decision to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I think of the last moments of the earthly life of our Savior when he was on the cross and there was a thief on each side of him. No doubt both of those men had been thieves and murderers. They had taken life. They had brought misery to those that they came in contact with. And for their evil deeds, they were being crucified. On the other hand, Jesus had done nothing but bring life to those who came to him. And he still brings life to us who come to him. And for bringing that life to a lost and dying world, he was now being crucified. He is our rock. He is the rock that is higher than I. He is the rock that is higher than you. The decision was before those who were on the cross with him. Only one asked for mercy from the Savior who was on the center cross. And the beautiful thing is that regardless of what he had done, when he cried to the Lord and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," he was given that utter assurance that on that very day he would be with our Lord in paradise. The question I have is, have you asked the Lord to be the Lord of your life, to remember you when you come to the end of your life and slip into eternity? If not, the answer to the unprayed prayer will be an eternal separation from God, an agony beyond description. But when you ask the Lord to come into your life, no matter what happens here, no matter how much suffering we go through here on earth, we will have eternity in our heart, and we will pass from death to eternal life. Oh, I plead with you, if you have never prayed that prayer, do so now. Heavenly Father, as we think about those who are on the verge of eternity, they might not know it. They might seem to be in perfect health, but we are all one heartbeat from eternity. I pray that those who have not made that decision will do so right now to receive you as their personal Savior and Lord. Guide and direct, Lord, in the way that only you can. And we pray this in your precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.